Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 15 of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your host, Daryl Harris, also known as D Hoopster. And today, we get a second installment of the Pathway to Gold, talking about Team USA and their Olympic bid in 2024 over in Paris. Elimination play has commenced. Today, we have a good friend of mine, one of my brothers, man, joining the pod for the first time, my boy Rocket. And this is a hooper, all right? We have a hooper joining the pod. He's here to talk some game. He's been overseas and back, high level in college and back, giving back to the game. He's got his own product that's giving back to the game as well that he gets to talk about a little bit on here. So we had a great conversation while some of the action was playing out as well. So enjoy that. I said this was the second installment of the Pathway to Gold because last year, August 8th, to be exact, we dropped the Pathway to Gold / SummerSlam 2023 review with our guy Justin Walker. And let's just say it's time for the SummerSlam 2024 review as well. Look forward to that, as well as what's going on in wrestling overall. I'm watching Raw as we speak. Until then, stay locked in with the pod. Enjoy this breakdown. Enjoy your summer. It's about over with. All right, time to go back. Without further ado, let's talk some hoops. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, we got another debut appearance, first time on the court, on the campus of D Hoop University. My boy Rocket, man. I don't know how many people you can just, as we get older, you know, it's like, man, we can only say so many people we can think back of going all the way back to kindergarten.
Preschool, kinder. Hey. Shout out Rambler Elementary, man. Home of the Wildcats, man.
100%, bro. Carson, California, man.
Still born and raised.
What's up, bro? This is my man.
Man, go way back, man. Go way back. Ambler Elementary, hooping in the communities, man. To the daycares next door, to the swimming, man. We did it all, man. And, you know, to see the platform, I'm just humble and blessed to be here, man. So,
Nah, bro, you got records at St. John Bosco.
Yeah, I got two records. The young bulls, they coming for them, man. Like, every time I see them, they thought, I'm going to get the record, man. So, you know, we got to fact check some of the stuff. But, yeah, obviously champion there, then Division One at Northridge and overseas over in Macedonia. JC player of the year, like, it's, you know, grad, college grad, all that type of stuff, man. So.
And I can guard him, ladies and gentlemen. I can guard him. With all the accolades. I'll get out there with him. I'm messing with you, bro. We ain't got to get on the court no time soon.
Oh, yeah, nah. He don't want that. I really do this. You feel me? I live it.
Nah, preps, bro. Nah, man. It's perfect timing for us to have this. We've been talking about getting on here, chopping it up for a minute. Mm-hmm. And the way that you know, some of the places you've seen and experience you've had through the game of basketball is perfect to contribute to an Olympic conversation.
Oh, man.
And mind you, we have the game rocking as we speak. It is halftime of the USA. Check that. Third quarter just started.
Yeah.
We are back in action. Team USA is up big over Brazil early, 26-25 points. 66-41 right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what – this is sort of the Team USA we – probably expect it from the jump.
Yeah, I will say it's a couple things, man. First of all, let's get a shout out to the international play. You know, obviously Brazil is losing big, but as far as for the other teams in the field, you know, the play is getting a lot better. You know, from my experience of playing overseas is we're helping growing their game, you know, through their grassroots. So a player like myself in a prime of my career, about 25, 26, about a year or two ago, I'm playing against 15, 16-year-olds in practice. On some of their B team, they practice with guys like myself. And so you go to war with guys like who's been through the fire, Division One, or they've been playing pro 3-4 years, and you got guys coming up, you feel me? They're getting real development. It comes the old ad of iron sharpens iron. So our top 15, 16-year-olds, they're playing on teams where, you know, some of them, this might be their last stop in basketball, where they're not going to play after high school, versus theirs, there's no such thing as high school there. It's all professional. And so when they coming through these ranks, their development is being 10X. Obviously, we have better recovery. Obviously, more people, better athletes. I get the athletes, but
simple sport infrastructure.
Yeah, but as far as for their development goes, they're developing at a faster rate than we are. And so that's why they're catching up. The world's catching up. You know, obviously, USA's playing great today, but there haven't been great games. You know, stats don't tell it all. Sometimes the eye test looks horrible. So, you know, that's the one thing I will say.
Nah, bro, that touches on a lot. That literally touched on a lot, because one is the element of the evolving you semi-pro collegiate, you know, athlete evolving. Mm-hmm. And a model that they're doing over there that I'm sure they, you know, the same applies to soccer once you're talking about the best athletes, to where it starts to bring the lines and how much that makes may or may not make sense. I think it makes a good bit of sense.
Yeah, it does.
To would you even say, and I think that they still got some, it's some, they got some catching up to do. That's why, you know, the USA is like that. But the world's catching up, or the world's almost, you know, it's kind of caught up. We just still have our own, you know, we have it mastered. So they don't really have it mastered. And that's, you know, that's still giving maybe even too much credit. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy FIBA international tournaments, the Olympics, because it does reset the deck a little bit. The sliders are different.
Mm-hmm.
Just period. It's a different sort of game. So it tests, because, yeah, you might be very, very, very proficient to mimic as an NBA player, to mimic that style of play. And you can get put in a rec league. You can get put in a gym. You can get put at a park. You can get taken overseas. And you don't look like the NBA player yourself, because that's how nuanced the game of basketball is.
Yeah, man. I will say, you know, just going back to how our game is different. And obviously, I attribute to the NBA to WWE. Like, not say it's fake basketball.
I love it.
It's entertainment. So we're not paying $1,000 courtside seats to watch Bron pass the ball to whoever the 3D wing on the Lakers.
Yeah, like, and point his thumbs down and flick his wrist. Like, no, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's an element of, you're taking the coaching out the game, and you're taking, you know, valuable pieces away. Like, I'm not watching with Luka and Kyrie pass the ball to Tim Hardaway for him to shoot a shot. Like, we're not seeing that. We want to see 2-3 guys shooting it over, letting our stars be stars, and they're paid as such, because that's where the TV's going. That's what the people hear. That's what we want to watch. Over there, it's a lot different. It's team. It's chemistry. It's, you know, the team branding and all of that of historical franchises. And so that's the difference of where the money's flowing. We feel succumb to that. Obviously, we're paying our players as such, but when we get into FIBA, it's a lot different. You're not getting 20 shots to make 8 or 10. You feel me? Like, you getting 5, 6. You got to make do with that. You feel me? So it's a difference. And they're better at that than we are. We just have better players.
Right. So it's like, that's the clash. And our athletes, you know, kind of across the board, that's what makes the Sudan team so interesting to me, is because now you're introducing a pool of players that, just off of a athletic basis only, almost, and physical, it's like, oh, I mean, everybody running and jumping real, real crazy. Yeah. And if you combine that, but it's the style, the clash of styles with the Eurocentric game is something that's on display during these stages.
Yeah. And you see certain guys that, you know, that may play really great in the NBA, and they get into the FIBA and they're a shell of themselves, and vice versa, because the way the old adage is, You got to be able to pass, dribble, shoot, defend. And if one of these things, attributes, is not there on that international FIBA stage, you get exposed. I don't like to use the term exposed to $200 million men because obviously they make the coaches look silly, their teammates look silly. But when we're watching with our eyeballs see, that's the truth. And so, like, I think we, like, France played today, like, and Gobert is out the lineup and he's almost like DNP, whatever. Defensive player of the year, but really limited offense. A FIBA coach, international coach, say you're a liability, you know? And so to say these things about these players who make so much money, it's like, you know, it's a different way of thinking about
humbling.
It. Yeah, it's humbling. It's humbling.
Yeah, no, it makes you respect the game. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, the game is the game. That's why it's a beautiful art.
Work on your game. You feel me? There's no such thing as special as players. Like, you feel me? Like, the guys who really succeed are the ones, like I mentioned, pass, dribble, shoot, defend, play, make, create, catch and shoot without the ball. And when you don't fill all those boxes, you know, and if you're not head and shoulders above everybody else, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, nah, and you see it. You see it with certain players. Like, even just the style is different. Even watching the game, Steph Curry, for one, it reminds you of, okay, the NBA, man, that was dope. That was a bar, bro. The NBA is honestly WWE of basketball. It's like, yeah, we got the top of the top talents who have, you know, perfect, you know, whose skills are through the roof. Now go out there and entertain, like, along with the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's really hard because, yeah, there is none of that from Steph right now. There's no theatrics, there's no fall away, running, fade away, you know. Matter of fact, did he hit one? No, that's a brick. Ooh, nasty putback from Anthony Davis, though. It's just different. For one, the defense knows, hey, if anybody we're going to guard, we can't leave number four for Team USA.
Yeah, never. No. Come on now.
There's no excuse. Yeah, we're not having that. They've been consistent with that through all these games. There's been no breakout moment yet for Steph Curry, which I'm just knowing that Team USA has in their back pocket because he's too good to not have that moment eventually.
Yeah. You know, about the USA and the dynamics to start a lineup, I'm going to say something a little controversial. You know, I hope I don't get no backlash from it, but, you know.
Let it fly.
Bron is in the way. Like for the most part, obviously I'm not a plus minus, you know, princess, whatever, because obviously Merchant, playing against the second unit team, but the bench is playing better not solely part, but LeBron is so centric and everybody watches him, even his own teammates. He's so great that even his own teammates are watching him. He's taking them out of rhythm. And like on my notes right here, I put like watching the game, I don't want Bron bringing the ball up. Like Bron slowing the game down and dribbling the ball out is taking guys like Steph and all these guys out of rhythm because they're used to having the ball being
the constant motion. The ball constantly moving.
Exactly. The ball is constantly moving. And with him dribbling the ball out and spoon feeding baskets for everybody, they're not used to that. They're out of rhythm. And that's why you see a guy like Steph where he's not even – sometimes you want to catch the ball and just feel the sweat on it, like get a grip of it.
You got to.
Bron don't do that. Bron, give it to you 100 miles an hour on pin and point, and you got to be ready to let it go. And if you're not ready or used to that type of game, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. Nah. I hear what you're saying. It's for one, we know, he's in the same reason that Diana Taurasi starting for the women's team. It's like, you know.
Some
legacy, some vets got that seat in the bus. And, that's my seat, man. I'll let you know if you can sit there.
I mean, we playing. This is what we pay for. We pay to see it. And obviously for Steph will struggle a bit. And so that's what we get. And a guy like Durant is like, nah, I'll just come off the bench.
It really don't matter. Yeah.
I'll just come off the bench. And honestly, they would never voice it and say it. But a big part of it is Bron dribbling the air off the ball, trying to create so much, which he can, and he's still at a high level, but those guys need the rhythm of the ball. They need to get their looks, their own shots, and with him doing that, getting the ball out of ATOs or bringing the ball up out of made baskets, some of the other stars, they become a shell of themselves because he's the star of stars.
And if anything, the one that would be familiar is Anthony Davis, and he's not in that five.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's difficult. Yeah, LeBron on the ball, LeBron off the ball. Two very different players. One of the challenges of coaching this team, figuring out what works.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been so far able to just, you know, work around that because the talent is there. But yeah, that's what – and I wonder how this would translate into the regular season, just kind of watching the game or watching the games and paying attention to, like, this batch of guys, because we shouldn't be surprised if – what's your opinion? Do you think that getting these reps, getting this experience, it does plenty of things, but – translating directly to next season, how do you think it impacts these guys?
I think obviously this is legacy building for a lot of these guys. Some of them never going to sniff a championship. So a guy like Embiid, like, it's controversial for him to be playing with Cameroon, France, play on USA.
Yeah, yeah.
The gold medal, that elevates him to Hall of Fame status, first team all NBA. Where he falls, that's going to be on his resume. But as far as for, like, the development piece, the only player I really see him getting something out of this is Edwards. Getting the confidence.
That's been the name. That's been the guy.
Getting the confidence of he becoming the star of stars. Like, he becoming an alpha in the room. Like, all these other guys, I don't see them locked in, checked in. They just playing a shell of themselves. And obviously, you're playing for a greater cause for our country. But the only one I see benefiting for their career, for development purposes, is Ant. Anybody else, like Tatum ain't even showing up, man. Like, honestly, he could just left the shoes. Like, I don't mean to say it like that, man, about Tatum, best in the world, but you check in, look, man, like, you check in, I got the notes, you check in as 11th man, you give up middle to an easy backdoor layup, come down, smokes a layup, doesn't close out, and hits a three in your face, and then you miss a vert dunk, all within a 2-minute stretch. If your name is not Jason Tatum, you're out the game. How can I help you to that?
Nah, it was a nasty stretch to start that quarter for sure. And his energy doesn't look, he looked, you know, sort of rejuvenated for like that one game he started. But nah, across the board, you telling it like it is, bro. That's the facts. That's kind of what's going down. He had a nice alley-oop at half that people will see.
Bron, fed up alley-oop. Perfect pass for Bron, though. Let's the GOAT's still doing the GOAT thing, man.
And Ant is definitely the one where it's like, on a personal level, you feel like he's getting a boost of confidence, because I'm like, okay, I'm in the lab with all of these guys, which I'm familiar. We all familiar with each other now, but we really are in the lab together. And it's like walking away from this event, ask one of them about me.
Yeah.
Like, or if they're talking about him somewhere else, they can be like, hey, look, I thought, you know, I had an idea. I respected him, young cat and all this and that. Nah, that brother's, he's legit. Like, they'll talk about him a little differently after spending some time with him.
Yeah, nah. And the thing about Ant, he has a talent and he wants to be the guy. And I'm not saying the I Hate Tatum show, because Tatum is one of the best in the world, if not the best skill set. But as far as for his own team, for alpha mentality, like, I knew he would play a lower level, but he's not even an alpha of his own team. Like, Jaylen Brown, he's the best player, but he's not even an alpha on his team. So now you got to be the alpha of all alphas in the entire sport of the world. How will you expect someone that's not even on his team to come in and be that guy on USA?
He would have never said primary option to the reporter, even if it was a joke.
Yeah.
Ant said it. We all know he meant it.
Of course.
And it's like, even without being gifted the opportunities or the touches, like, I think that 26 was the highest scoring effort from anybody so far this tournament that he dropped in that last game. And he's not done. KD had, you know, KD went off that first game. He had something like that.
Yeah.
But if he could be the primary option on his team.
Yeah.
He said it and he, you know, showed it at least in that game that, this is the real deal.
he liked that, man. And another little sidebar I seen, you know, with Embiid, you know, taking over the space, like, they're using drop coverage in a pick and roll. He's getting 8 on that. That's a problem. Like, Embiid is another guy where it's like, you're out here for because who you are, because your name. And
oh yeah,
like Bam and AD switch 1 through 5. I guard the pick and roll. I can put up and help. You're just playing drop coverage. You're clogging up the lane for my stars. I mean, I don't really want you shooting all these threes. So what value is there for you? Like, obviously, you're here for Yoke for that one game we get against Serbia. But other than that,
what's coming up again?
Yeah, what's coming up again? Obviously, Yoke, you feel me? You mess around with Joker, one of those.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah. And so he obviously needed for there. But games like these, I just see another player. Name is bigger than their game.
You know, he got a wake-up call early on, even in the exhibition games. Mm-hmm. I love, and I've been refereeing too, this summer. And I love when the refs is like, nah, okay. No whistle. Like, he saw none of that. The rip through, the lean back is like, man, you aren't you too big for all of that?
Yeah.
I'm not calling that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. You're going to have to get used to this no call, brother. Mm-hmm. Like, and with that now, yeah, okay, now he's playing in the flow of the game. It's just like a replaceable high level big. You know, he's rim running, but he's hitting threes because they are sagging off of him as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin Durant, fourth quarter starting right now, and he has surpassed Lisa Leslie.
Oh, congrats, man! KD Durantula,
all time leading scorer in Team USA men's or women's basketball. Right. Program history, that's on his resume when he retires.
He's already stamped, you know, helped change the game. Obviously, 7 foot guard, you know, everybody coming up out of high school grassroots, you know, KD comparison, skinny long arm kid, you feel me? Like, you know,
he had a generation under him. He spawned a generation.
Oh, for sure. A lot of these guys, man. But yeah, man, let's go back to what we said about the coaching with Steve Kerr and that, man. Fairly, like you said, man, anybody's in that seat is a tough job, you know, because you have all the cards, you have you know, all the riches, you know, so
anything. Everybody has their own way. Everybody's a little stubborn. Yeah. Everybody has their own vision. You know, how can you go wrong with some company? You can think like, well, damn, they can't get this together. Yeah. Like, look at what I got. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think, you know, like him managing the personalities, the egos, and obviously, like, you know, I was talking to somebody this the other day. Nothing would compare to Coach K and his impact to USA basketball. Because for one, not only he's Duke, all the championships, but it's an outsider. So the players don't have to look at him. I compete against you 82 games throughout the season, or I won. You made a bad call here, so we won the game. They can't look at him that way. So there's no competitive bias between them. And then Coach K served the military, West Point. So the conversations they have is like, you're serving your country. Like, I see guys on the bench sometimes not play, they're not locked in, they pouting, whatever. And it's like, we're here to serve our country. Like, man, serve this country, line of war, you feel me? This is what our contribution is to do. People lay their lives for us. And so you're gifted as an athlete. Coach K can have these conversations with the guys and spark another level of motivation for them.
Yeah, buy-in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't bet that Kerr is in this position nearly as long as Coach K was.
Nah. You're right.
He sort of feels like maybe the demand for the job right now, being that it the lion's share of this job is managing personalities and egos and high-end players, and, you know, you track record of that with the errors that you had in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
As Halliburton's hitting the floor for the first time.
Herb, Bert, my boy, Bert, boy. Hey, Bert and Tatum, man. I ain't putting no rumors out, but that DNP with Tatum, bro, miss curfew. They miss curfew, bro. Tatum and Bert DNP, and they didn't want to put that in media. I feel like dudes just miss curfew. They out on the town.
And if anything, Kerr's able to clout that because he kept it kind of funky with the rotation the whole time.
Yeah.
Embiid started one game. All right, I hear what y'all saying. Whatever. Maybe I take him out the rotation, let AD start. All right, now he's back. No Tatum, no Haliburton. Next game, all right, no Embiid.
Yeah.
Like, outside of taking LeBron out of the starting lineup, he's kind of saying, look, we can do whatever with these lineups. Like, get over yourself a little bit.
Yeah, he did it great.
Team USA, man, they've got a rematch with Serbia, which will be their third time facing them in a month, essentially.
This is always hard to be the team. And
Jokic looked incredible today.
Yeah.
He looked like the
best
Jokic.
Player in the world. Best player in the world. Hey. I'm gonna say he at the top of the mountain, man. I might get the clash for it, but yo, like that, man.
It's crazy, man, because we know O wasn't on board yet until like maybe until he won the championship.
Yeah.
Was O really on board with like giving him his respect?
Because he's out of shape, he's fat, it doesn't look good, he don't speak well on camera, he doesn't look how a face of the league player would look. He doesn't look that way. And there's like, what is the highlight? A behind the back no look pass to a casual is like, you're not jumping through the air dunking, you feel me? It's not aesthetically pleasing.
And it was crazy is that it's that much more impressive that you're making so many of these baby hooks, floaters, left hand, right hand, fadeaway, you know, pivot, funky spin. And then you're an assist threat at every moment there is what triple threat. Like you saying, pass, catch, and shoot. Not even that. I just messed it up.
Yeah.
But we know the deal. They're going to have to deal with him tomorrow or in a couple of days when they play. And Bogdanovich, he went crazy their last game as well. He's kind of riding a heater, looks real passionate right now. I think they got a guy named Petrovic who's kind of giving us some problems.
Oh yeah, Petrovic. Yeah, Petrovic out here. Shout out. He played grassroots out here, I think. Yeah, he played grassroots out here, if I'm not mistaken.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't be easy because they took down an Australia team today that had a lot of talent as well. I kind of wanted to see what they would do against Team USA since we didn't get the chance to play them. But we're going to have our work cut out for that. On the other side, surprisingly, and maybe not so surprisingly, but France took care of Canada today. And there will be no more Canada talk. There will be no Canada medal. They're coming up short. They're out of here.
Yeah, Canada, man, because they ain't really – Olenek was their only, like, bigs out if I was first seeing. Yeah.
That was one of the things I said on here was that, yeah, if they did face the U.S., the problem would be the size. We can go score 100, race to 100, but y'all are going to have to get some rebounds and get some stops at some point, and there wasn't that on the roster.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it sucks that Edie pulled out, but he probably made a business call. He said, let me get this league game ready.
Yeah, you got to figure that out. Yeah, because a lot of this is a side mission. As like, I don't mean to say it's a side mission because we got some people
that none that's hard.
Their country, you feel me? But when
it
I got
a side for everybody, his position, knowing what you got, big fella. Yeah, nah, man, you good. You see, Joel just now, you know, dipping his toe in the water before his, you know, before he's past that his prime. So you got to handle business accordingly. But yeah, no, Canada's out of here. France did not look great in their qualifying games.
Nah, they had that little dude from Pfeiffer from Japan cooking.
Oh my goodness, they did not deserve the win against Japan. They didn't deserve it, bro. They did not deserve it. And that probably made, you know, would have ended their chances because they would have been behind on points probably. All right, however, would have split.
Yeah,
that loss would have probably pulled them out of this bracket.
Yeah, it would change it. It would change the whole Olympic everything because obviously you're pushing Wimby, you're pushing France. They're the home country.
I talked about this with my guy Terrell yesterday. Is home cooking a thing?
Is home cooking?
Is it a thing?
What do you mean home cooking? Like home court advantage, home cooking?
Yeah, you know, host nation, you know, maybe a whistle because there were some elements to that Japan game that were
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm just saying. No, nah, that's cool. That was a question. It was a question. It was legit. Good. Because right. some folks would like to say it is. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and play. I agree.
Hey, man, look, the host country is the one providing the resources for the Olympic villages, for the food, the lodging, for these athletes. You don't think they're going to cheat for the home country? Come on, man. Don't let me get on this pod talk crazy, man. Man, France didn't put up a billy up here to host this Olympics. You don't think they're going to cheat? Come on.
They're going to get to the quarterfinals.
Bro, what? They put up a billy?
They rehabilitated a lot just for the. There was no indoor air conditioning in these venues. They were saying they built it just for these games.
Yeah, bro. Come on, man. Man, don't get me started. It says home cooking a thing, man. Boy, look,
yeah, I don't even know. Hey.
You play and you play too, man. Shout out Gar High School, man. And you play, y'all want a chip too, man. You don't think you got an extra whistle, an extra bump when y'all play?
You know, the way the ball bounced, maybe. You know, it's just in the air. It's just in the air, you know? The air a little different. Worth something. It's worth something. But no, that's what's up, because I still wanted to see it. I want to see, now we see how the bracket is unfolding. Serbia has got U.S. Germany's going to have to take on France in the semis. Winner of those two games will see each other. So we will only see one of Germany or France, which is the benefit of locking up that one seed. You kind of got the slightly more favorable route. We still got to get through Jokic.
Yes.
Whereas I think that both of them in a one-off, it can get a little spooky. It can get single digit, you know, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, you know, play time at all in that game.
Yeah, because now you got to play the guys who's playing well. You can't let the name be bigger than the game. I'm going to have to I'm going to have to sit Tatum. If Booker takes rotation. The rotation is there. And guys are going to have to put in position to guard when they're not usually have to guard. And my thing for USA, I always said, going to Olympic trial was the best offense these other teams is going to have is going to be offensive rebounds. Our best offense is going to be a missed shot because you got guys making $200 million. You got to bang down there. You got to box out, fly in and get boards, and it's going to get to a point where they'll just say, we'll just put up at the rim, and we're just going to fly in and go get it. And so guys got to man up.
And the paint's different. No three in the key. Yeah. So you can, it's bodies, it's congestion down there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you got guys in there really – guys is really in there, like, really competing. They're fighting for, like, because, and I'm not saying compare us to their love for their country, but it's like this Olympic stage, this is all their livelihood. This is the highlight of their moment. These USA, when they get that max deal, it's a different level.
Yeah. And I'm here for the moment, though. That's what it takes. That's why you remember those gold medal ceremonies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you know, that's what it's all about, because you do have to perform when the lights are bright.
Oh, yeah. What, man? Even aside from basketball, I don't know how much you checked in some of the other sports, man, but the other sports have been really interesting, man. I know the controversial thing was when they jumped in the lake. I forgot the river for the triathlon. And then it was like, that's the city sewer and folks coming up sick.
Millions. To try and clean prior to this for it to have rained. And
yeah, man, it's a really unfortunate thing, because it's like they called it off, and then a few days later they brought it back, and then it's like, you know, I worked my whole life to get here, I'm gonna get in that water. I don't care, like, you feel me? I trained my whole life to be Olympian. I'm getting that water.
Now, I talked a bunch about the games yesterday with my guy, and I got to give a shout out on here to Nigel Houston.
Oh, Nigel. Oh, hey, Skate. Oh, man, Skate. What game was that? Tony Hawk Pro Skater we was playing, man? Who was on?
The show. Skate 2, Skate 3. Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. What?
Nah, man, shout out to him, because that goes to show, like you said, that the career achievements. Out some of the tennis games were crazy. Oh, crazy matchups, crazy stakes, the gymnastics, you know, the track.
No allows. no longer controversial 100-meter win.
You know, Chicago, there is an incident that, you know, is circulating about what happened and whether or not that was fair for her and how that took her out of her pregame warm-up routine.
Oh, Shakari, I seen that. Yeah.
I want to hear some more about that because it would suck if something was funky and she doesn't feel like she can speak on it.
Well, from what I heard was she wasn't on the team bus where they went in there, and then they made up a rule on the fly saying you wasn't on the team bus. You have to be entered in the arena at a different time. Obviously, we know what that was, man, but,
you know.
Obviously, Shakari, who she is, I don't know the living situations. I see the cardboard beds, but I'm pretty sure she may have a better living arrangement maybe to some of the other players. So she may not have even been on the team bus or whatever they had.
It's a lot of athletes down there.
And some of the food I've seen, like on a TikTok, whatever, that is not as good, or the beds are cardboard beds. And obviously you got these people worth millions of dollars.
And putting their bodies like, yo, Simone was in how many events, bro? Across the week. Katie Ledecky and, you know, some of these swimmers are like, dog, I'm going hard.
Yeah.
Maxing out a couple, you know, Sarah taking bumps, you know.
Of course.
And, yeah, that's what goes into hosting it, man. We're going to see it firsthand in 4 years. And the stories are only going to multiply until then because, yeah, the games are coming to the land.
Oh, yeah, we here. Oh, yeah, we here, man. We here. L.A., we here. We ready, man. We got Coliseum here. They going to play. The basketball is going to be at the Intuit Dome in Inglewood.
Intuit looks dope, man. Intuit looks pretty fire. I just saw some clips of it today. Some more, like, at the store and everything. It looks fire.
Yeah, they building up Inglewood Live from that whole SoFi Stadium, that whole area, man. It's just a new revitalization to Inglewood, man. A lot of money. I know a lot of people may feel differently about it. But anytime you bring great business to a community from on a national front, how could you complain? How could you hate that? You know, so
man. Shout out, you know, it's us being residents from there, man. We know how massive LA is and LA County and just the different sections. So for another one of those spots to, you know, grow their name and become a household name because of the venues that are there, shout out to the Forum, you know, like.
Yeah,
that's dope. That adds to the legend of the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm there. Oh yeah, now we gotta be there. We gotta be there. We gotta do a little collab something there, man.
I think All Star might be out there in the next swing of things too. But hey, you know, we'll get. I don't think they pulled this off. Did you hear that they were trying to put a jersey from like all the high schools in LA inside?
Yeah, They're doing it right now.
I gotta see that. That's dope.
They're doing it, yeah. They. I don't know how many years, but it seemed like a picture I've seen. It looked like a couple hundreds up there right now. Like,
that's tough.
Yeah, everybody's sitting and submitting theirs, bro. And that's great for the community. You know, when they go check out the games, and obviously this is a Laker town, forever be a Laker town. So, their lane is the family community orientated. So that's a different demographic they could go after.
The Lakers also Hollywood a little bit.
Come on, man. You got a Lakers game, man. Definitely not a kid event. Let's just say that, man. Not a kid event.
Nah, y'all gonna have to stay. Yeah, we'll be back.
Oh yeah, yeah. Leave the kids at home. I'm going to Lakers game. Yeah, leave kids. The Clipper game. Oh yeah, family.
Chill out. This man. Before I got you, bro. Definitely. Tell me about the new product you got out, man.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, it's the brand I just started up, man. So, it's Annie Water. Obviously, I got the shirt right here. And you can see it. So, it's like hydration without water. So, obviously, you have the X right there. It's a triple entendre. You feel me? Obviously, you could read it as anti-water. You feel me? With the X through there. Or anti, which is the root word for it. Before water. So I have powders, you put it in the water and you hydration, you put it before your water. So it's complete hydration. So right now we're going to get like a full line of sport performance supplements. So right now we have powders, later we have gummies, we have other products right now. We're sponsoring the league right here in Carson Pro-ish League. Great turnout. We looking to do a bunch of other events, stuff like that. Looking for NIL deals. So for any young viewers watching out here, please go out AnyWaterCo on IG. Don't be afraid to reach out for branding, all type of stuff, man. So that's pretty much what it's about, man. Obviously, when you're in college, you know, playing professional, I used to cramp a lot. So just creating a superior product above the competitors is pretty much what we're doing. Bringing community and, you know, a full line. So that's pretty much it.
I see it. And that's adding to, so that if you're trying to get something, you're getting the powder for now and that goes into the water?
Yeah. So right now we have the powders right now. The little single serve package, you throw those in the water right now. We're getting great reviews. And later we're gonna have other supplemental stuff. So we got I can't give too much right now.
No, I feel it, bro. I just wanted to get an understanding.
But we're gonna have a full line of products, like some stuff that's not even on market yet. So we got a lot of stuff like that working right now. Might be a candy coming out, hint, you feel me? So you know, that's as much as I could say, but we got that coming right now. So we got that in the works, being the lab. So we're working with great people like yourself, giving the platform, man. Just thankful.
Oh, bro. No, man, I can dig it, man. I appreciate it. I love hearing the businessman, you know, talking about what's going on, because all of these, you know, ventures, you don't play around with launching anything professionally. And so I can tell that I'm like, all right, this is really something that he's behind. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to get an understanding of it and,
mm-hmm. I appreciate,
you know,
that.
Get the message out there about it for sure. We got to support ours, man.
Oh, man, I love it, man. Like you said, man, I've been meaning to be on here for some time now. You know, the timing wasn't right, you know, whatever, it was busy or, you know, but anytime we could talk hoops or talk business or growing up platforms, you know, that's a great thing to have, man. So
real, man, for real. And if we don't, we miss out on opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to be risk takers, you know. I'm sitting in a room one day and, you know, I'm just sitting there saying, like, I don't have products that fits my needs. I'm like, why don't I just develop it myself? You know,
come on, man. Like,
yeah. And obviously you got to get on the phone, work the computers, crunch the numbers a little bit. Yeah. A lot of late nights, you know, I can't tell you how many nights of research and calling phones and mentors. But, you know, when it started off as passion projects, you know.
Bro, I've called this podcast that from the jump. Several times on here. So yes, I hear you.
Yeah, passion projects, man. It is fulfilling, man. You know, obviously, until you're able to monetize the things, you do it because you love it. Whether if you made a dollar or not, you know, obviously, me going to events, being vocal and helping out the kids and, you know, pushing the brand. Like, I don't even care if I made a single dollar from this, you know, for me. Like, just putting it out there, helping them get on their right feet, educating, you know, about healthy sport habits. That's the only thing. I know you feel the same way about the podcast.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, bro. And there's only because you never know. The ceiling is what you make it. You get what you give, and you never know how that return can impact you or change you. It might create opportunity for somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
And you just don't know. But the more you do that, it's fulfilling in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
But fulfilling yourself, that's you know, doing the justice to yourself, and that's gonna take care of, you know, everything else from the top down too. But Cat Williams say, man, I gotta check in with my star player.
You got to, man. Man, this is about the stars.
I gotta be in tune.
Man, look, we from LA, man. We about the stars. You feel me? Like, hey, if you're not a star, what good is there, man?
Yeah, nah, we thinking big.
But be a star in your lane. But be a star in your lane, though.
Be a star in your role.
Yes, be a star in your role. That's it. That's all we ask.
It's room for everybody. It's room for a variety, a mixture.
Yeah, man. Hey,
nah, man. Yes, bro. Nah, you kicked a lot of game just now, man. On here, that I'm happy to let the listeners hear, bro. We definitely gonna have to talk some more when the season ramps up some more and.
Oh, man.
Dissect some more of that. Team USA pulled this W out.
Oh, yeah. I see that, man. Yeah, USA, they did their thing, man. Booker leading score tonight. Oh,
Yep, somebody different every game so far.
Oh yeah, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Yeah, they pull their stuff in. And like I said, I don't have no doubt that they're gonna pull through gold. You know, obviously, it's just a matter of how we do it. You know, obviously, we don't want to get in the game in a crapshoot, in a single elimination game, or somebody get lucky, or nobody wants to defend, and there's who do we turn to? Because do our best player have it or you don't have it? We got to defer to him. Like, it's what's the pecking order, you know?
And yeah, nah, being locked in and not taking plays off doesn't necessarily put you back against the wall unnecessarily.
Hey, one sidebar, man. How hot is it in Vegas this week, man? I was just out there. I was coaching some tournaments, man. I'm mad I didn't get a chance to see you, man, but it was working.
I was probably in a gym across the valley or down the street somewhere too.
Oh man, they had a convention center put on a great tournament. It was about
thousands. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about not Bigfoot. That was hold on. Yeah, no, I was there.
He was reffing, man.
I was there all the way to the side. Yeah, they had a moment of silence one of them days.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I was there.
Yeah, nah, bro, I was there, man. Yeah, 40 some courts.
Crazy, man. Shout out NLP, man. That's NLP. The kids, man, they work hard, man. I'm gonna go yell at them later today, man. You know, hard coach, but it's all love, man. Shout out to them, man.
Now these full circle moments, are dope. They're definitely dope, man.
Hey, I'll be feeling like, because when I'm out there coaching, I'll be feeling like I'm a player too still. Like, you know, obviously, I wouldn't say I'm retired or nothing, but I still feel like I'm player, like player coach almost, you know?
It's crazy how easily, you know, it still feels like being on the other side, but now still being a part of it, it just feel right. Like,
Yeah, it was only right. Like, I never in a million years I thought I'd be coaching. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, that was jam on it.
Yeah, jam on it. Never a million years I thought I'd be coaching, man. I was always the dude. Like, it's funny how I talk about some of these guys where they're one-dimensional, but I was a one-dimensional guy, so I could recognize when guys only could be a one-trick pony, you know? So, obviously, guys will fact-check me, like, Rock, you was a shooter, you just did this, that, but it's like, I can see it, and I know because I'm resembling that. I see when they hiding players or you know, he can't do this, can't do that, you know? So it's funny to see that from a coach's standpoint and playing.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I got the little dude, man. I can't wait to see this dude start running around.
How old is he now? Bro,
he's three already, man. He knows it's good. He knows it's good. He got a little tykes. He got the hoop in his room. He's seen plenty hours of 2K. He know every Lakers logo. Like he's down with it. So it's just funny because now the developmental side, the being invested on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And I like reffing as well because, you know, it's sort of that one, man. Reffing, bro, is fun. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's fun. Like hearing it from parents because you gotta go to bat. It's like being a lawyer almost.
Yeah, it is. Like everybody in the gym hates you. Parents hate you. The other team hates you. Everybody, the sport, it's literally you're getting hate from all angles, and you gotta stick to your guns on a call, whether you missed it or not. Like nah, it wasn't. Like,
and you have to explain. Like you need to be. You have to be able to explain it. If you can't explain it, you gotta be able to communicate that. You got to be like, look, I hear you. Is it set? You got spontaneous decisions. You're part of the game. You're part of the flow of the whole atmosphere. It's really a trip. I got this whistle in here.
Oh, hey. So how many texts have you given out? You kicked anybody out yet? Any parents out?
My partner double teed somebody 2 weekends ago, and he earned it. I wouldn't have did it to him, and he didn't come for me.
Yeah.
And it's very funny in that situation because even some conversations I'm like, look, man, I can't call everything. Like,
yeah, you can't.
If I'm not the closest one, a lot of times I'm just not going to because I'm a defer to the next person's point of view judgment.
Yeah.
I had to mad dog somebody because he had words, and I understand because he told my partner what he was trying to look for, and this was two teams from the Bay. They was done. Like they were some teens. They was up there. So you know, this had a Cali. I was familiar with the environment.
Yeah.
So coach, he was tight, and he said something as he went to the timeout, and I had to keep looking. Like,
Whoa,
hey, look,
man, like is that what you think this is, man?
Let's play the game, bro. Let's play the game. Like,
because they test your manhood, man. I've been in situations where the parents will test the breath manhood, and he's like, bro, I'll leave this game now. Like, and I'm like, bro, we here for the kids. Like,
yeah, nah, first of all, everybody chill out. Second of all, just the call.
See, you a good dude, man. You know what? Like, growing up, you was a great guy. You're still a great guy.
Nah, man. Hey, you was, like, kind, though, bro.
Yeah.
we was gentle giants, man.
Yeah, we was. We grew up the same way, man. But the way this hoop stuff goes, sometimes you just got to be like, look, bro, this ain't what you think this is, man.
Nah, yeah, it's funny.
To make the job more effective, you feel me? Because that's the only way the outside people can understand the language.
Yeah. Nah, because it right. And just know that it is somebody, you know, they're not just out there wilding out. Like, it's some, there are parameters on here. And it's cool. And that's how I kind of am in a group setting or in a team setting, is I'll bring, you know, some chill or sort of balance out whatever it is. Like, it's cool if somebody else, I had a partner. Yeah, he wanted to toss a dad, like a parent out. And I was like, man, you ain't even really got to, man. He just talking, bro.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't
letting him get the last word, though. And I'm like, hey, Stan, I'm right here. Hey, go ahead, then.
That's great, man. I got
to shout out to you, bro, man. Keep it up, dog. Keep it up with pouring into these cats, man. You go train up some stars, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for giving me the platform. Thanks for everything, dog. Like you said, I gotta get back on here soon again, man. I need to do
this. We will, man. We lock in. We'll lock in
soon, man. Let's do it. It was fun. Podcast is fun, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, man. We Hoop University, man. Welcome. You're all welcome. Attendance encouraged, not required. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, that's a bar. Dropping bars late night. Yeah, man.
Nah, man. Shout out, man. Go tap in with my guys. Tap in with Annie Water. Thank and you. You're going to hear him on here again real soon. We'll be back real soon as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you, D, man. I'll catch up with you soon. All right, man.
Yes, sir. Peace. Till next time.